talking about a home,
talking about a home,
talking about me and you, the things we'll do or say at home,
talking about a home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man. I said a home. Yeah, I'm talking about a wedding ring and the whole damn thing. I said a home. Talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Special thanks to today's show producer, Izzy Mager, and also special thanks to the great Chris Isaac for our home theme song. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize, and it happens every January, and also the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 28th through the 30th at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking to several companies, local companies that have projects that are showcased in our upcoming summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And we have a section of Charleston Home and Design Magazine called Project Files, where we visit a project or sometimes several projects, and we interview the people that were responsible for those projects, and we take beautiful photographs and then we write a story and lay out those photographs into different stories called Project Files, and we've got three Project Files in the summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, which, by the way, will be out at newsstands, as they say, next week, next Thursday and Friday is when we're expecting the new issue to be made public. But today we're going to be talking with interior designer Jennifer Farrell with Riverside Designers, and we're showcasing one of her projects, a really beautiful project, in the summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Also, Jennifer Benton with Closet Factory. She has a project that we'll be talking to her about. And then also Todd Tononi. He's a local that owns Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. And he helped out some homeowners with a beautiful project furnishing the entire house. Those folks had moved to Charleston from Florida, left all their furniture in Florida, and said, "Help us out, Todd. Go ahead and furnish this our entire brand new house." And so we got a great project there. So pick up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, our summer issue, late next week and also the week after. And you definitely don't want to miss picking up, if you haven't picked up the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine either, that's our bathroom issue, and we focus on bathroom projects, and it's got Callie's Hot Little Biscuits, Carrie Morey on the cover, and we also do a huge feature on wallpaper that interior designers recommend, so it's a great issue. Pick up the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine before it's too late. Our summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine focuses on outdoor living spaces. Perfect timing as we get ready for football season. And isn't it great to be able to watch football games outdoors? If you don't have the right space for that, definitely want to pick up the summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And you'll see over 70 local projects, outdoor living projects. And we tell you exactly who the vendor, or who the contractors are who were responsible for those projects. And so that exciting time, you definitely want to pick up the spring issue and summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And I did mention the Charleston Fall Home Show happening August 28th through the 30th. We are over two-thirds sold out for vendor displays at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And I know we have a lot of home professionals that listen to Charleston, this radio show talking about a home. And so if you want to make sure to jumpstart your fall selling season, you can look at your schedule and know, okay, I'm working, I've got 2 or 3 weeks more of projects and then I'm available. Well, you want to have a full schedule for the fall and definitely into 2027. And so you can do that by displaying at the Charleston Fall Home Show, August 28th through the 30th, at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. And we talk to vendors all the time, and they tell us, you know, they do so much business in Mount Pleasant, Sullivan's Island, Isle of Palms, Daniel Island, and those are all the areas. Those folks, they hate to leave Mount Pleasant area. So we're bringing the show to them, and so you'll be able to tap into the people that we're drawing to the Charleston Fall Home Show. Great prospects for you. Just give Charleston Home and Design Magazine a call, and we can help you out, or charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Have a great weekend. And now we're talking with interior designer Jennifer Farrell with Riverside Designers. How are you doing, Jennifer?
Doing great. Thanks. How about you?
Good, good. So we are going to be talking about a project that Riverside Designers was involved with, and it's a beautiful project that you can see in the summer issue of Charleston, summer 2026 issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Let me start with just a couple of quick questions about the project. Who was the builder that was involved with Riverside Designers?
The clients used Steve Dreckhammer as their builder, and he did a great job. Harbor Woods Construction.
Harbor Woods Construction. Okay. All right. Had you ever worked with Harbor Woods Construction before?
I had on a smaller project a couple of years ago, but this was the first new construction project that we worked on with Steve, which was great.
Gotcha. And you mentioned the homeowner had already hired Harbor Woods Construction to build the house. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes.
And then when did they bring in Riverside Designers?
They brought us in before construction actually started. So the plans were mostly complete from the architect, and they were ready to begin selections, which is, it's ideal. I think the sooner you can bring us in to any project, the smoother the entire thing can go.
Gotcha. So a lot of the selections, and this was for a new construction home, correct?
Correct.
New custom home.
Yeah, for a new construction home. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. And so most of the selections were made prior to breaking ground.
We were making selections prior to and in the early phases of construction. So it was about an 18-month long build. So we obviously had plenty of time to make all the selections with the clients, but it's just so much better for everybody to be doing it at a nice even pace, mm-hmm. where there's no stress versus being rushed and having to make decisions under duress. That sort of takes away the fun of the project.
Or when the homeowner is having to make multiple decisions at the same time.
Correct. Yeah. We really try and streamline the process for our clients so that it's an enjoyable process for them, which I think is really important.
Yeah, that's true, and it's an enjoyable experience to build a custom home. It sounds fantastic. It sounds great. You would be the envy of most people to say I'm having a custom home built for me. But it's also a very stressful time for homeowners, right?
It is. Yeah, I say that to all of our clients in the beginning, sort of as we're. You know, speaking with clients, especially if they've never gone through this process before. We certainly have clients that have built or done large renovations before, but especially for clients that have never done any project to this scale like these clients, it's really important to say, you know, this is so exciting and it should be exciting, but we understand that it's stressful. You're spending a lot of money. You're having to make a lot of decisions. And so our role is not only to help you make it beautiful and a reflection of what you want, but really to make the process remain fun and enjoyable. I think that's really important.
And builders love having an interior designer involved. Is that a fair statement?
I think so. I mean, you know, our role is to make the selections with the clients. And that's not the builder's role. You know, the builder is there to facilitate all of the decisions, but, you know, they're not there for the aesthetic. It's a lot to manage a new construction build for a builder. So if we can take some of that off of them by providing correct documentation and giving them all the answers that they need well in advance of when they need them, as well as being able to, you know, at the drop of a hat, pick up the phone or run over to the project if there's a question that comes up. I think that's a really invaluable part of the process that we deliver for builders.
Yeah, and if there's not an interior designer involved, they're going to end up hitting up the builder and all the different showrooms that you visit. They'll be hitting up their staff for free advice on what do you think of this and this and this and. You're right. The builder is their expertise is constructing what is on the house plans, and they can, you know, they can probably say I prefer this blue to that blue, but that's not their specialty.
Correct. Yep. They've got enough to manage without also having to, you know, facilitate aesthetic decisions.
Had the homeowners ever worked with an interior designer before this project with Riverside Designers?
No, I don't think that they had worked with an architect, and they loved their architect. She did a great job. So this was a new process for them from working with an architect and working with a designer, which is always fun for us.
Yeah. Who was the architect?
The architect is Becky Finno, and she did a great job. These are beautiful. Beautiful plans. It was a really pretty lot with an old house that was on it that was a tear down. So it was really important that the house, you know, be everything that this family needs it to be, but also not feel out of place for an existing neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. What neighborhood is this?
It's over on James Island I don't know if it's James Island Creek. I honestly can't remember, but it's over on the water on James Island. So okay. It's just a smaller, older, more established, really beautiful neighborhood. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the houses are older brick ranches that have been there for a long time.
What is it about the brick ranches that got so popular? I mean, it seems like everybody was building those in the 60s.
Yeah, I don't 70s. Know. I guess it was just... It was just, you know, homes were not as big back then. So it was sort of the basic, you know, 3-bedroom, living room, kitchen, dining room setup. Mm-hmm. And that seemed to be the plan du jour back in the day.
It was a simpler time when you could pick out, you had your choice of 4-inch by 4-inch tiles and,
right.
Versus the large format tiles that you have today and so forth.
Correct.
But, Jennifer, talk about Riverside Designer's role. Take me through, meeting the homeowners for the first time and how you managed to capture what they were interested in accomplishing with their dream home that was having been built.
Yeah, I mean, and truly a dream home. These clients are just the sweetest, and they were so excited and so grateful. I mean, just every meeting, you know, just thank you so much. We couldn't do this without you. Big hugs all around. They just were so enthusiastic, really trusting of us, which makes a big difference. You know, that just, I was excited to see them every time they came into the office for selections. We were always happy to meet with them because they had such a great attitude going into it. So we really just, you know, spend a lot of time on the front end of a project with clients, mapping out the process and the schedule and understanding what the budget constraints are and how important it is to stay in budget, what inspiration pictures they've looked at that they liked. We don't always rely on language. In other words, I don't want a client to tell me what sort of style they like because their vocabulary and mine might not be the same. Mm-hmm. But if they can show me some pictures of what they like, that's very helpful. And then we just can take that and run with it a little bit.
Were there ever any moments where what you were presenting to the homeowners that they were a little uneasy about? Because sometimes an interior designer can introduce an idea that sort of stretches the boundaries with a homeowner. I recall seeing one of the TV shows on HGTV where the designer wanted to paint the heart pine floors from the 1800s, and the homeowners were kind of looking at each other like I don't know about that, but
I don't know about that either, but I definitely feel like, you know, we want the house to be what the clients want it to be. We want to deliver classic, beautiful designs, but our job is to be creative and think outside the box. And sometimes that does involve pushing the clients just a little bit, you know, not too much, but just enough to get them outside of their comfort zone a little bit. And one of those areas was the bar, the walnut bar, which I felt like was just an opportunity to, I love a good bar because it can take pressure off of the kitchen. If you can get a sink, an ice maker, a beverage, good storage, then, you know, when you're entertaining, people can just help themselves and they're not having to come into the kitchen footprint to get a beer or fix a cocktail or even get a soft drink. And so we really developed that space, I think, a lot more than what they were initially thinking it would be, and really stretched with the walnut cabinetry. I mean, that, but it turned out so beautiful, and I think is a real statement piece. And they really trusted us, and I think they're thrilled with it. So sometimes it's not hard to push a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm. What is there a process in terms of what you are making select, are helping the homeowner make selections for? What part of the house do you start with?
We really start more with types of selections. So we're starting with like plumbing and appliances early on because we need that information to get the cabinets started. And the cabinets are a pretty big ticket item in any new construction project, and take a while to fully develop. You really want to get it right. So it's not even so much that we're going room by room, but sort of selection by selection. But obviously the downstairs is in this house. It's, you know, all the public spaces and then the primary bedroom. Those are really important. So we put more focus on those, you know, just from a budget standpoint and also developing the aesthetic a little more.
What kinds of comments did you get from the homeowners during the process and after the project was completed?
Honestly, from these clients, just gratitude. They were truly some of the sweetest clients we've worked with. I mean, I do say that about all of our clients. We have such lovely clients that we work with, but they just were so grateful. They'd never done anything like this. They never had a house this pretty before. And I think they just kept having like pinch me moments.
Yeah.
Which for us is so fun to see. You know, I've been doing this for, gosh, 25 years. And the bulk of our projects are new construction homes like this. And I never want to take it for granted or feel jaded. So when we have someone that is so enthusiastic, so excited, so grateful, that we live for that.
They probably feel, I know that when my wife and I had our home built in 2009, for the longest time, we woke up thinking, feeling like we were waking up in a hotel or something.
Like you were guests. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It took a long time to get past, certain parts of the house, and we would talk amongst each other and so forth about, wow, we never would have thought of that had the interior designer not suggested it. Mm-hmm. Do you ever get that comment?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we always sort of know our marching orders, especially for waterfront projects like this. Like, we want to capitalize on the view. You know, clients want livability. They want durability. But, you know, beyond that, we really just want it to be a seamless, enjoyable process for them.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of challenges did Riverside Designers have to overcome?
Let's see. This was usually some of our bigger projects, out on Daniel Island or Kiowa, are longer builds. So we have just more time to develop the aesthetic and make selections. And this was a little bit of a quicker build than what we normally do, which is great. So we did have to make decisions a little bit more quickly, but still had plenty of time. Let's see, because the architect didn't, I think, want the house to be, and I don't want to speak for her, but I don't think she wanted the house to feel so huge for the neighborhood that, the second story has lots of angles in the ceilings, so that it's not like a full two-story looking house. There's lots of eaves upstairs and dormer windows. So that creates, you know, some ceiling tricky details and some corners, and just making sure that we were maximizing the second floor so that it looked and felt, you know, on the inside as big as possible while honoring what the architect was doing with the outside architecture.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the kitchen and dining room area. It's kind of a great room situation. And was Riverside Designers involved with all of the purchases of like the home furnishings and so forth?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We did it sort of turnkey for the clients, which was great. So my project manager, Carly, worked closely with the clients. We always get the CAD plans from the architect. So we are using the CAD plans to get furniture layouts completed. We do elevations for lighting, mirrors, that sort of thing. So with the furniture plans, then we're able to draw everything to scale, make selections, guide the clients through the purchasing process for all of that. You know, it's a brand new house. You don't want to, if you can help it, you don't want to be putting in, you know, older, tired, dated furniture that may not be the right size. If you've come this far with a new construction home, it's really great if you can just see it through and get the right new furniture to go in it. That's all. I mean, obviously, we love to work with existing pieces too. If clients have antiques or certain art they want to use, we always honor that. But generally, it's great to just have a fresh, clean,
mm-hmm. clean slate
palette, you know?
Mm-hmm. Was there a particular, I see a lot of neutrals in this house. Was there a particular color scheme, or what would you describe the style of this house?
Yeah, they just wanted something really light and airy and mostly neutral. I mean, we do have some blues. They love blues, turquoises, some greens. There's a lot of green when you look out the view of, across the back of the house. So there's already this beautiful tree that's back there, and then the green from trees and marsh. So we wanted to keep the interior more coastal, light, airy, neutral, so that you just really felt a sense of sort of calm and peace, and the view really was part of the experience.
It looks like their Riverside Designers helped the homeowners choose a lot of brass fixtures for the plumbing fixtures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there a particular name for that brass finish that you see on a lot of these fixtures?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So we used a brass finish in this house. We used a lot of polished nickel, but we also used a lot of matte brass. And for some of the plumbing, we used a Brizo finish called Lux Gold. It's just a really beautiful matte brass. It's not too shiny. It's not a living finish, so it won't change in patina. And it's not too bright. It's not too shiny. It's not too yellow. I'm pretty particular about brass finishes. And this is a great one, the Brizo Lux Gold, because it really works with a lot of brass that you find in light fixtures, which mm-hmm. is nice to tie those in together.
Did you use any wall? It looks like in the bathroom, is that wallpaper or tile on the walls?
I'm having a hard time hearing you. I don't know if our connection isn't as good.
Let me try to help. In one of the bathrooms, it looks like there's some wall covering. Was that tile or wallpaper?
Oh, okay. Yeah. In the powder room, we've got a wallpaper in there that's really cool. It's sort of a wave pattern. And we fell in love with the blue sink that we used in there, the concrete sink. And so that was the jumping off point to tie back in a blue wallpaper in there.
Mm, yeah, it's beautiful. For a pedestal sink in a powder room, this looks like a good choice because it's not so... it's not something that could probably get easily broken.
Yeah, you still get the benefit of having a countertop surface, but get a little wow factor. And the wall mount faucet is a fun detail too.
Yeah, I love wall mount. What about, I'm not sure which bathroom this is. If it's it must be an upstairs bathroom because the bathroom in the shower is angled. So it's part of that half story upstairs probably. One of the bathrooms upstairs.
Uh-huh.
It looks like in the shower it has an angled ceiling. So it's
yes.
One of the upstairs bathrooms. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, actually all of the bathrooms on the second floor, all three of them have angled ceilings. That's part of just how the architecture was designed to keep the house from having, such a tall visual impact. A lot of those dormer windows that we were talking about. So getting those situated correctly with the tile was definitely required some brain power to make sure that we did it in a way that looked intentional.
Mm-hmm. It looks like that's one of the most beautiful laundry rooms I've ever seen.
I know, isn't it pretty? Yeah, we wanted a sort of a more feminine approach in the laundry room, and it's no one wants to be doing laundry, so if you're gonna be in there, you may as well it may as well be a pleasing experience.
One of the things that interior designers are being asked to do more and more often is to help plan the outdoor living space, and it looks like there's a beautiful screen porch Can you tell me about Riverside Designers' involvement with that?
Yeah, I mean, the outdoor living space is almost as important as the indoor these days. Everybody wants a beautiful porch. And, you know, with a screened porch in the low country, you can be out there almost year round. So fireplace and TV is pretty commonplace. And we definitely want to use high quality furniture out there because, you know, we do have a harsher environment. So we always source good quality outdoor furniture that looks great, but also is really comfortable. So, this furniture is extremely comfortable given the fact that it's, you know, not fully upholstered.
And durable too for the outdoors.
Correct. And yep, easy to take care of.
It looks like on that that screen porch are the ceilings there's wood ceilings on that screen porch, and is that the same material as the flooring?
That is a different material. I think we used either a pine or a white oak on the ceiling. I can't remember which. And then the floor is ipe. So that's a different, harder surface.
Gotcha. So that in the photographs that you'll see in the summer issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine, it's the ipe floor is nice amber, but that will change to sort of a silver gray over time, right?
Yeah, when it's covered, it takes a lot longer for it to change. But when it's out on exposed deck, the ipe will gray out pretty quickly. But that's also really beautiful, and there's not really any maintenance needed with the ipe, so that's why it's a popular choice.
That's true. That's true. Talk about the primary suite.
Yeah. So it's a really big bedroom, which is lovely. And they've got a whole seating area as part of the bedroom with really beautiful views. And we were able to create a little seating moment in front of the windows and the tree. The view of the tree and the water is just so peaceful. And then the master bathroom has the same tree view. So just really beautiful, really peaceful. Turned out great.
Mm-hmm. What kind of countertops in the primary bathroom?
Those are a quartz material, so a man-made quartz.
Gotcha. Is there a fabricator that you'd like to mention?
I cannot remember who Steve used to fabricate. Mm-hmm. I can say we used Vitoria to source the quartz, and they have some really beautiful options that we like to use.
Mm-hmm. Was there a reason that that quartz was chosen, and was that used throughout the in the showers and the kitchen as well?
It was used throughout the project. Yep, the clients just really wanted maximum durability. They have younger children, and both work full time, so they just wanted something that would require minimal upkeep over the course of the house.
Mm-hmm. Well, good deal. Is there anything else you'd like to add about this project?
I don't think so. I feel like you've covered the whole house,
which is
great.
Okay, good deal. Well, tell our listeners how they can get in touch with Riverside Designers.
Yeah, you can find us at our website, which is riversidedesigners.com. We're on Instagram. Riverside Designers is our handle. Phone number is 843-377-2600, or you can reach out by email. That's hello@riversidedesigners.com.
And you can always find Riverside Designers within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with interior designer Jennifer Farrell with Riverside Designers. Thanks so much, Jennifer.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
And now we're talking with Jennifer Benton with Closet Factory. How you doing, Jennifer?
I'm doing well, Tim.
Good. Jennifer, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Closet Factory.
Okay. Closet Factory is a custom storage and organization company. We specialize in designing and installing full customized solutions for closets, home offices, pantries, garages, and more. Everything we do is tailored to each homeowner's space, style, and needs. So no two projects are ever the same.
Mm-hmm. So Closet Factory can help people declutter and make their lives more organized, right?
Absolutely. That is our specialty.
Well, who would you say the perfect customer is for Closet Factory?
Well, our perfect client is anyone who wants to make their home more functional and organized. It's a wide range of clients that we specialize with. That could be a busy family needing better closet systems, or even a professional that wants to work out of their home, so they wanted a clean, efficient home office space. We just help people declutter their lives and get a more streamlined space.
Mm, very good. Yeah, and I would imagine it's a big relief because everybody has experienced chaos in their life, and when you get it all under control, you have order. And what's the kind of feeling, or what kinds of comments have you gotten from customers after Closet Factory has organized their house?
You're exactly right with that. A lot of our homeowners just tell us they wish they'd have done this sooner.
Mm-hmm.
They're really amazed at what getting organized in this space brings to their lives. It just helps them enjoy their home more.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, tell me about a couple of projects that Closet Factory has been involved with that you're particularly proud of.
Well, we do a wide range, like I mentioned earlier, but we've worked on everything from high-end master closets with built-in lighting and glass display cases to fully customized garages. Every space that... I need to start back over. I'm sorry.
No problem. Go ahead.
We work on everything from high-end master closets with built-in lightings and glass display cases to a fully customized garage with cabinetry and workstations. One project that really stands out to me is where we did a full home organizational system where we designed closets, we designed their pantry and their home office, and we tied it all together for a cohesive look.
Mm.
Seeing how much easier it made the homeowner's daily routine was really rewarding for our entire staff, from the designer to the installer to the management team that helped with this project.
Mm, that's great. You've mentioned garage organization a couple of times. Does Closet Factory use a different type of material when you install things in the garage versus indoors?
We do not use a different material, but we take special precautions for our garage.
Mm-hmm.
We put everything on levelers, so we lift it off of the floor, because we know things happen in a garage that don't happen in a home. Spills, water, people washing cars. So we make sure that we take those precautions to protect those projects from any accidents.
Gotcha. How long has Closet Factory been around?
Closet Factory has been in business for over 40 years nationwide. And our local South Carolina franchise will celebrate our 26th year just this month.
Oh, that's congratulations on that. That's great. You have to have a lot of happy customers over the years to stay in business that long. What parts of town does Closet Factory work in?
We service the entire Charleston area, from downtown to Mount Pleasant, Somerville, to the islands like John, James, and Daniel Island. We also cover the beaches from Folly to Kiowa out to Edisto. And we go as far inland toward Orangeburg. So really the full low country footprint.
Gotcha. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add about Closet Factory?
Well, we just want to let your listeners know that they can learn more about us by visiting our website at www.closetfactory.com. They can schedule a free design consultation where we come into their space. They can do that on our website or by calling 803-794-9414. or following us on social media to see a real project transformation and get some inspiration for their own spaces.
Well, that's great. And you can always find Closet Factory within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Jennifer Benton with Closet Factory. Thanks so much, Jennifer.
Thank you, Tim.
And now we're talking with Todd Tononi with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. How you doing, Todd?
Doing great, Tim. How are you today?
Good. Todd, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Atlantic Bedding and Furniture.
Well, we are family-owned and operated. Our flagship showroom is at 7400 Rivers Avenue. We've been doing this for about 20 years right now. And a slogan that we've had once since we started is no one can beat what we do. And we stand behind that to where we'll beat anybody's advertised prices on the same product. And one thing that you'll find at our store is you're going to find a lot of product that you're not going to find anywhere else. A lot of furniture today does not come from the United States, and we import a lot from different countries. So we have everything for your house, down to artworks, lamps, and mirrors. And one thing that people like, not only is our pricing very competitive, and like I said, no one will beat what we do on pricing because of the way we buy. We also do a good job of keeping product in stock. And we also can do special order as well if someone wants a specific color or fabric.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, we're going to talk about a particular project that Atlantic Bedding and Furniture provided. Was it a whole house of home furnishings? Was this a new house for the homeowners?
Yeah, it was a new construction in Summers Corner. If you've been up in Somerville, it's exploding. It's like on the cusp of Somerville and Ridgeville there. We've done several projects in there, and they came to us from one of the realtors that we deal with, Danielle Hamrick with Carolina One. Mm-hmm. So the couple, amazing folks, Mike and Kim, and they're fine with sharing their name. They had lived, they were from New York. They moved to Florida, and the crazy thing about that, as they were in Florida, they decided they wanted to move somewhere else, which was, Charleston / Somerville, South Carolina. Anyway, they left everything down in Florida, and we furnished their entire house. And it, as you can see by some of the photos, it just turned out gorgeous. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, and that's a common thing when someone moves into a new house. They realize that the existing furniture that they have isn't really going to fit well in the new space. And so that oftentimes triggers a purchase of furniture. And in this case, the homeowners decided to furnish their entire house from furnishings from Atlantic Bedding and Furniture, right?
Yeah, and the crazy thing was, is they got all their stuff. We were able to bundle everything, and they sold their king bedroom set that they had for about 20 years that was in Florida, and they got a new king bedroom set from us, and they're like, oh my gosh, this is, the quality of your bedroom set's better, and we almost sold ours for what we paid the for that.
Nice.
Which was pretty crazy considering 20 years later and inflation and everything like that. So
was there a particular style of furniture that the homeowners gravitated toward and in terms of what they ultimately chose for their new home?
You know, Tim, that's a great question. We we do have a lot of things in stock, usually most everything. We just when somebody comes into the store, and those of you listening to this or that have shopped us before, we have a very relaxed, low-key approach, and we're actually moving towards more of an interactive showroom, because here it is at the end of the day, when people shop, they typically don't want to be bothered. So they essentially came in, they had the layout, and I was blessed to work with them personally. And each bedroom kind of had a different theme, and every room had a different theme. The great thing is the dining set that they got, we were able to match the dining chairs with their bar stool chairs, right? And then we were able to, because it was an open floor plan, we were then able to take the dining tables and chairs, because it was with the same collection. It then matched the occasional tables in their living room. And probably my favorite room in the house was they got a, my goodness, it's about an 8 foot plus long. It's a big black cabinet, display cabinet. And we had built some shelves around it, and it's a sitting room, and it's gorgeous. And, they actually have it set up to where, they've got some leather club chairs from us and things of that nature. So,
Yeah, I noticed, I know exactly what you're talking about, the leather club chairs, and, so they bought some leather furniture, but then it looks like the living room is kind of, an L shape, sectional that's, upholstered, furniture.
Yeah, that is, that's a reclining set that nobody else in town has. And I'll tell you what, it sits, I love leather. That's just me. However, the fabric and the seat on this, it's, as you're sitting on it, it feels as comfortable as a stationary sofa. And the cool thing is it reclines. And the neat thing was with that, because it was an open floor plan on the first floor, we actually sell battery packs, so you can hide them, because they didn't have any plugs and they didn't want extension cords kind of running across, you know, their new home. So with that point being said, we sold the battery pack so they can do the all the motions with the set properly, which is cool.
So the sofa has some automated features that the battery pack powers, and what are those features, like an automatic recliner feature or something?
Yeah, a lot of what we have now, Tim, is you and I are getting up there in age, right?
Mm-hmm.
That people love technology. And when people love that tech, like we do, you definitely need to check out our showroom if you're looking for upholstery, if you're looking for stationary upholstery or motion upholstery, because most of motion upholstery that we have, the features and benefits are insane. You've got power head, power foot. We typically have a lumbar support too. Okay. And a lot of what we have too has heat massage, and we actually have immersive sound built into it, like very high quality. So that set didn't have the speakers and everything built in, but power to make you feel comfortable, you know, power head, foot, lumbar.
Yeah, and it looks like they some of the chairs that go with a chair that goes with that sectional sofa, it's got kind of a modern look to it.
Yeah, and I think really the biggest thing is when somebody comes in, when you come in for a big project, we're your guide. I don't care. We're here to help educate the consumer. And the bottom line is we're going to do whatever we have to from a consultative approach to show them what they want. So really, I think if you've ever been, like I remember when I went to Peru, we had a guide when I was climbing Huanu Picchu and Machu Picchu when I was there. And that guide just kind of showed us where to go. And that's really what we did with Kim and Mike. And Kim was amazing. She could be an interior designer, just kind of the way we pulled everything together. And we were there to just kind of help out. And it turned out, as you can see, amazing.
Mm-hmm. So the and then Atlantic Bedding and Furniture, you folks provided all the bedding and furniture for three bedrooms. Is that right?
Yeah, so it was the three bedrooms, the living area, which we were talking about, the sectional, and then the kitchen and the bar dining and everything like that. Yep.
And is I see some area rugs also. Did they get those from Atlantic Bedding and Furniture or someplace else?
We do it all.
Nice.
That was one of the reasons why this project was cool.
Wow.
Again, we provide all these things. Are we the best? Do we have the best selections of lamps in town? No, but we've got some cool ones. People seem to like them, right?
Mm-hmm. So the lamps came from Atlantic Bedding and Furniture as well. How about some
Soup
of the
nuts.
The artwork that I see on the walls?
Some yes, and then some. I believe there were a few pieces that they brought with them from Florida. But mm-hmm. really, for the most part, they all the big stuff. Pretty much everything from us.
Good deal.
Other than the liquor in the cabinets, as you saw in the world.
Right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add about this beautiful project that Atlantic Bedding and Furniture was involved with?
Just come check us out. If you haven't shopped with us, come on in. If you have and you haven't been in a while, we just keep getting better. We're not going anywhere. All we're doing is we'll be expanding more in the Charleston market. And I can't thank all of the supporters of Atlantic Bedding and Furniture for being with us all these years. And I love the partnership that we have with you, Tim, and your company. So thank you so much.
Oh, well, we're very grateful to be working with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. And as I've said in many of the interviews that I've done with you, if you have a remodel project or you're building a new custom home, more than likely you're going to be visiting North Charleston. And while you're up there visiting some of the different showrooms, whether it be for your countertops or what have you, stop by Atlantic Bedding and Furniture because they're right there in North Charleston. It's if you're up there visiting some of the showrooms, you might as well stop by. And sounds like Atlantic Bedding and Furniture will they're not going to be pushing you to buy anything. They'll help you as much as you need the help for, and otherwise, if you don't, then they're not going to be walking around following you around the store, right?
We're in the process of making some more things interactive. We just want people to be comfortable when they come in, and we just want to be able to help them out.
Yeah. And what's the address and website and phone number one more time for Atlantic Bedding and Furniture?
Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. We're our main showrooms at 7400 Rivers Avenue. And the number here is 530-1369. 843-530-1369. And for those of you that are adventurous, you can check out our warehouse sale, which is open to the public on Fridays and Saturdays. And that is at 3296 Ashley Phosphate Road.
I've been there before.
And I'll tell you what, Tim, we've been getting so many products in. It's insane. We actually have one cabinet that We found online Walmart selling it for $1,410. It's a huge 8-foot cabinet, and $695. We're selling it at wholesale cost. That's one of our weekly deals that we had last week. So,
nice.
So definitely, yeah. So the main showroom, and sometimes people get stuff at the warehouse. They'll come over to the main showroom and get some things there. We're just here to help you out, Charleston. And we're, like I said, not going anywhere.
Well, very good. Well, we've been talking with Todd Tononi with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture, and you can always find Atlantic Bedding and Furniture within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Todd.
Thank you, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show, or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.